This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
I'm going to go right back into the First Amendment because Jonathan E. Ward is back with us. Cheryl Chumley is going to join us in just a moment. Jonathan, today, President Trump did something as an executive order related to religious freedom. And one of my favorite things about America, the true origin of America and the reason why it's so great, is that First Amendment, the spiritual and religious freedom that is somewhat eroded over time. And he did something to reestablish it. I want to get your take on that.
Well, among the things that are a part of his executive order that he signed today on religious freedom is an elimination, an effective elimination of an IRS rule.
Daniel, what was that?
All right.
What is, I hear music in the background.
Yeah, we're grooving. We're grooving to something.
Nobody stopped talking. Jonathan was talking to us. Bring him in, man.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of cool.
I'm in. Can you hear Jonathan?
Yeah. That when see it was such a.
Daniel.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Ah, he's back.
Thank you.
Well, there was such a dynamic executive order that you see it was heralded with this music. And let me just say this. The executive order signed by the president today made an extraordinary difference because there's a Johnson Amendment that is so-called used by the IRS really to placate Democratic administrations that they have sympathy with, whereby any political statement made from the pulpit endorsing a candidate would be viewed then as a basis to revoke 501c3 status, nonprofit status for the church. So they use this to whipsaw churches out of the political arena as if there was some constitutional predicate that distinguishes between speech that is religious and speech that is political when communicated from a pulpit. And, of course, there is none. The First Amendment of the Constitution is clear in that it denies the Congress and the federal government, broadly speaking, any power whatsoever to regulate speech and press, and it protects the free exercise of religion. So if someone has a religious scruple that leads them to pontificate on a political principle, and that in turn leads them to favor one candidate or another, well, that is appropriately protected, and they shouldn't be penalized by having their legal status revoked such that they would then be a for-profit institution taxable by the government as such, merely because they've communicated speech. It's a content-based discrimination.
You sure it is.
Suppression of speech. And it ordinarily would be stricken under strict scrutiny by the court. But anyway, So everyone should be applauding Donald Trump because Donald Trump took one of the most significant steps in protecting First Amendment freedoms in the religious arena that has ever been taken by any president of the United States. So Tuesday,
yes.
Thank you very much, Donald Trump. Everyone should salute him for that.
Yeah, Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, you've written on this as well, and I applaud it. I think, you know, if they allow the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism to impact elections, that's big pharma. Why not our real religions?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the Johnson Amendment has been pretty damaging, and I don't just write about it in the Washington Times. I write about it, as you guys probably recall, in my Devil in D.C. book.
Yes.
And it's been used by organizations like the Freedom From Religious Foundation on numerous occasions. That atheist-minded organization has filed more than 50 complaints with the IRS against various churches since its inception. For the last few years, they've gotten really crazy, I guess, with this suit. And in 2012, they filed 28 complaints with the IRS alone. And, you know, some of their complaints just go beyond what the Johnson Amendment was supposed to supposedly protect against. They complained against a bishop, for example, who penned a letter to an editor in a local newspaper that no good Catholic in good standing should vote for a candidate who believes in gay marriage. And that's kind of the obvious biblical view, but Freedom From Religious Foundation found that defied the Johnson Amendment and, of course, sued. So these are the things that have been brought against churches in the past. And like Jonathan, like you, Robert, I also applaud Trump for taking this very necessary action to give churches some a little bit more religious freedom, political freedoms from the pulpit.
Yeah, this is a long-standing decline in the diminishment of freedom of speech. And, Jonathan, you know it well in terms of their delineation between free speech and commercial free speech, as the regulatory bodies have been captured by industry, have restricted the freedom of speech for anybody that would somehow impact negatively economically on their monopoly. And, of course, this is played out in the spiritual realm when we talk about corrupting or curtailing religious beliefs being communicated from the pulpit about things, even politics.
Well, the struggle between government and private speakers is historic, predating our republic, but certainly present throughout our republic. And in fact, even within a short distance from the adoption of the First Amendment to the Constitution with the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution in 1791 when they were proposed, 1798 when they were ratified, we have the Alien and Sedition Acts, which were precisely the kind of seditious libel law, suppression of speech, that was forbidden by the First Amendment. And yet here we have government right off the bat choosing to deny anyone the right to criticize Congress, the President, or even bills that were passed by Congress, leading Thomas Jefferson and James Madison to have to use the forum of a state legislature to pass resolutions critical of the government, because if they published their criticisms in a newspaper, they could be arrested, as were several Republican editors of that time. So you see, we can't rest upon our rights. We can't assume that the First Amendment is a barrier. It's a parchment barrier unless enforced. And so it requires people, judges, to enforce it. It requires lawyers to ferret out the truth in court related to censorship, and it requires good judges to deny the government that power. But our federal government censors across the board. As you know, in the health arena, the FDA censors truthful and non-misleading nutrient disease information, censors information of all kinds related to foods and to other things, and regulates how expression may be communicated concerning foods in ways that censor speech. But that's not the only area. They also regulate alcohol in ways that deny people the right to communicate truthful information about the ingredients in alcohol.
That's right. Yes, we've covered that. It was a stunning story about the guy who helped develop a few ingredients they added to alcohol, made it almost completely non-toxic to the liver, and they can't say anything about it.
Can't say that. We're going to be suing over that in federal court here in the next couple of months.
Excellent.
But it's a real tragedy, but the fight for liberty is eternal, and the threat of government is incessant, And it is a great thing. You would never have seen this from Hillary Clinton. It's a great thing that Donald Trump stood up for the First Amendment, for the freedom of speech, and for also the freedom of religion by giving new life to the First Amendment against a rapacious IRS that saw fit to drive politics out of the religious realm as if religion and politics could be completely separated and distinct. Well, of course, they can't. Even Christ spoke of Caesar. I mean, there's the immorality of government is certainly a fit topic for a minister.
Absolutely, it is. And Cheryl, you know, as you wrote The Devil in D.C., I was thinking that the biggest threat that freedom of speech plays is not toward perhaps other religious institutions. It's actually the biggest threat is to government and those who want to own and control government and what they manage.
Well, I mean, I agree with you completely. I mean, the fact is the government in recent years has really gotten out of control, strayed from what founding fathers envisioned and what they put forth in the Constitution. It used to be given that not just churches, but individuals would have free speech. They didn't have to request government's permission to say certain things. And now, because the morals have collapsed in this society, everything is subjected to the interpretations of the far left, and it's all about who has the loudest mouth, who has the deepest pockets to control the individual person. And, you know, insofar as the Johnson Amendment, I've also spoken a little bit critically about churches who are so beholden to their nonprofit status and so fearful of losing their tax exemption that they've gone beyond, you know, preaching proper biblical principles to their congregations out of concern of losing money. So there is a little bit of criticism to be shared on the other side.
That's a very powerful point you make there, Cheryl. And I've argued, and some churches agree with me, there are unregistered ministries that are perfectly nonprofit based on the definition of a religious institution under the Constitution. I mean, you get into Internal Revenue Code, that separates it out. It's not necessarily the same deep context from where this country started.
Exactly. You know, if you want to be free, and actually you made this point in my book when you were talking about marriage, why go through the government to get permission for something that is already a God-given right? As with marriage, churches have the God-given right to preach through their pastors biblical principles. They don't need the government's permission to get a tax exemption.
Well said, well said. Cheryl Chumley is here from Washington Times Online editorial pages, as well as Jonathan Emord back with us all together again. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. You can check out Emord, EMORD.com. All links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Let's see, maybe we'll hit about Obamacare repeal. Is it really going to happen when we come back? And could there be a shutdown of the government? And would we applaud it? And that'll be with Norm Singleton a little later.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
That's a number of ways we can go when we're doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord, Cheryl Chumley, and we're just talking about the religious freedom aspect, which is one of my favorite topics, in fact. And moving into, I guess, the other thing, Obamacare is still, it's been a topic for us being a health sort of focused show, is this vote that they took today on the House that actually went forward, moving to the Senate next, a real repeal bill. Do you know anything about it? Because it's very fresh.
Well, it is a repeal bill in part. Unfortunately, this is like all things out of Washington and out of Congress, it's a compromise. So it's not a complete repeal. And that's very frustrating for those of us who thought that the thing needs to be completely eliminated and would have preferred a thing like I've advocated, which is just to use tax deductions as well as incentives, tax incentives that would result in tax deductions for people to be charitable. For companies and individuals to make charitable contributions for the specific purpose of helping those in need who need financial support either for health insurance or for the payment of medical expenses. But instead, the approach has been to maintain in place many of the aspects of Obamacare that we don't like, but to modify them and allow the states to opt out of them. And that's good. That the states can opt out of them. There is, unfortunately, this massive $8 billion subsidy for people who have
pre-existing conditions.
Pre-existing conditions, and there is that's a top what is already in the bill to help those with pre-existing conditions. Not that we don't want to help people with pre-existing conditions. We just want to use a different approach.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like we want to throw people out. Let's have free choice. Let's have charitable contributions. People are able to use. To reduce their tax liability by helping others. That's my approach. That's the approach I prefer. Government gets out of the way. People make their own choices. Charities operate where they should be charitable. and actual providers of medical services could do it and get huge tax deductions by giving those who are indigent, either because of their medical expenses or because of their their financial condition at the time.
Right.
They'd be able to receive the assistance, and it would be a huge write-off, $1.50 for every dollar expended by anybody for their aid.
Let me ask Cheryl here, because I think the problem is if half of Republicans believe that health care is now a right, we're lost. We're full on into socialized medicine, and I see even on Fox News conservative pundits saying, we're going to have single payer. They're just basically giving up on any fundamental principle they might have had in freedom.
See, that's exactly what I was just sitting here thinking as I was listening to Jonathan, who has great ideas how to fix this whole socialized health system. But unfortunately, what you just said, Robert, I fear is the reality of America 2017. Obama set out saying that he wanted to change the fundamentals of America. And on health care, I think he has pushed it over the edge, where what used to be a free market-minded America has now turned the corner and convinced ourselves that health care is a right, similar to all other God-given rights. And it's not. And if you can't recognize the fact that health care is something that an individual should take on him or herself to provide for him or her family, and it's not the government's domain to provide it free of charge from cradle to grave, then you're never going to reel back Obamacare and throw it to the side where it belongs and implement the free market system that our country is really begging for. And what we should, as patriots and believers in the founding fathers and their principles, should be fighting for. Republicans just aren't making that argument right now.
So who's left to make the argument?
Well, there's Rand Paul in the Senate, but here's what we've got, unfortunately. I mean, we have some of those bad things. There are a lot of things, though, that are good about this bill. It gets rid of all these heinous taxes, particularly the taxes on medical devices. It gets rid of Medicaid expenditures that were massive under the thing. And it does cut back quite a bit on everything, and it gets rid of the individual mandate so that you can choose not to buy health insurance if you wish to. There are negative consequences to various aspects, how it's going to work out, whether it's going to result in a net increase in people's health insurance or not, I don't know. I agree with Cheryl. This is certainly not the greatest, achievement. And it's certainly a move in the direction of socialism. And I wish it weren't so.
All three of us are in agreement there for sure. Listen, we got to take a break here. Cheryl Chumley doing great work over at Washington Times. And remind everybody, if you haven't read it, it's still as prescient today as it was when it was written a short time ago. The Devil in D.C. Pick it up at your favorite bookstores, Amazon online or otherwise. We'll be back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty as we continue the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Ebord next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've talked religious freedom restoration, freedom of speech. We talked a bit about a repeal of Obamacare, only a pathway there, if that. Maybe some good news would be if basically the government might shut down soon. I don't know if it'll happen, but Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty to reveal what he thinks is going to go on. Norm, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, with Jonathan Emord.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Everybody, it's all right. It's been a busy week in D.C., which is never a good thing for the people, despite what the propaganda wants you to think.
But very true. That's why I'd like to see him go on some form of hiatus. We'd be left unmolested, at least for a little bit.
How do state legislatures have a session?
Can you hear Norm? Jonathan, I'm having trouble hearing Norm.
No, I can't hear him.
See if you can get a better link up, Norm, because I do want to hear from you on this. And Jonathan, in the meantime, you know, your perspective on a government shutdown, it's not the end of the world like some portray it, but at the same time, the problem is they usually come back to work eventually.
Government shutdowns are great. I'm all for it. I wish it would be permanent and extensive, covering all aspects of government operations. Unfortunately, it isn't. And what happens with a shutdown is that anything characterized as essential continues to operate no matter what, and then only the non-essential functions stop. And truth be told, government never shuts down. There's no such thing as a government shutdown in Washington, D.C.
Not in reality. Even the partial shutdown, what they say is only essential personnel can be in here. I'm thinking, why don't they have that all the time?
They close the public parks so they get people irritated, so they'll tell their Congress critters that we want the government open again. They do things to inconvenience the public, but when it comes to the operations of government, really closing the government down does nothing. It doesn't shut the lights off at the White House or on Capitol Hill. Doesn't end the operations of government.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better, Norm. Thanks.
That's right. It's always shut down theater. They love those pictures of the Lincoln Memorial with the little sign that says closed because of government shutdown.
Yeah, not really impacting the lives in a meaningful way. But then again, as you said, it makes for good theater. So the question is, Norm, do you sense that a shutdown is looming, or is this another one of those things where they'll just keep raising the budget limit ad infinitum as usual?
Well, it's probably going to – they passed a budget bill this week. They just passed it through the Senate, and apparently the vote was like 79 to 18. They passed it through the House. On a similarly wide margin. I forget the exact numbers, but there was fairly broad bipartisan support for it, which is kind of disturbing because this was really a closer to the budget you'd expect from Nancy Pelosi than from someone like Paul Ryan, who bills himself as a limited government conservative and a fiscal conservative. It spends $1.7 trillion to increase spending across the board. A lot of Republicans voted for it because it increased defense spending. And they say that, well, we broke the Democrats' Obama's old line that, well, I'll increase your defense spending if you increase domestic spending. But it actually does increase domestic spending. It's just not an even increase, and it's just not an across-the-board increase. There's increase in things like opioids, some Department of Energy, science programs get some increases. I have a list of ten things I hate about the budget, which fans of 90s teen comedies will appreciate that title. But it doesn't block Planned Parenthood funding, although that is one of the few good parts of the Obamacare retain bill that the Congress is also working on now. But the one thing that Donald Trump had asked for in the bill that he didn't get was $18 billion in cuts. But I think that, the very fact that most of the serious discussion was over his request for the wall funding, which was rejected. But the fact that he had cuts, I think he deserves kudos for putting that on the table, and it's too bad that the Republicans in Congress weren't willing to fight the Democrats for it. And if you have to shut down the government for a few days to mobilize support for it, that's fine. I think in the long run, you can win. I think it's a myth that the Republicans suffered because of the shutdown in 95 and 96 that made them so shut down focused that they'll give anything to the Democrats they want. As my friend Tim Carney says, the bipartisan budget victories means Democrats get spending increases and Republicans don't get blamed for government shutdown. But if you look at the actual facts, the Republicans ended up winning on policy. They brought Clinton closer to them than he was than he would have otherwise been. I think most people agree with that. The reason it is remembered as disaster, I think, because the speaker at the time made a few political missteps. He said a few things he shouldn't have. He made a claim that on the way back from was it Ariel Sharon's funeral that he was stuck in the back of the plane of Air Force One when he wanted to go up to the front of the plane and discuss the negotiations with Clinton. So he decided to stall negotiations for that, and that that was a real PR blunder and a real PR black eye for Newt, and therefore for the rest of the party. Because you remember those days, pretty much Newt Gingrich was considered to be the entire Republican Party. I think it's a little different now. Also back then, the right wing had Rush Limbaugh. Today there's most of the hosts of Fox News. They've actually taken a substantial turn towards the libertarian limited government pro-freedom side by putting Tucker Carlson where he is and getting rid of the person who replaced him, who was probably the most anti-liberty host on that channel. You have shows like yours proliferating. You have other media. You have the internet, the blog sphere that tends to be dominated by a lot of libertarian-oriented and conservative commentators who are just better at it than the left. So I think that the atmosphere is very different now, and there's no reason for Republicans to be scared of a shutdown. They survived the shutdown of 2013 just fine.
Well, those that are scared of shutdown, Norm, aren't they, their statist ultimately? And I think the practical area where we could go to goes to audit the Fed and let people know what the Fed's doing, because it's the Fed's printing of money or electronically doing so that allows for the unbridled, unlimited, infinite growth of government and government programs, without which you would have to live within your means.
It does, and this is something that is going to be an issue or a problem is that eventually, Margaret Thatcher famously said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. Well, the problem with Keynesian is eventually you can't print any more money.
Well, we know where this inevitably leads. Ron Paul warned us about it. And Jonathan, I mean, again, I think practically, I mean, you could use the courts to try and cut back on unconstitutional behavior. Of course, that it works occasionally, but if you just pull the purse strings, it suddenly you have to come to a grinding halt to say, oh, we just can't do it anymore.
Yes, that's certainly true. If we had a responsible Congress, more accountability, if they were directly accountable for their decision-making, we didn't have a bureaucratic oligarchy, I think it would be the case that a lot of the nonsense would disappear, a lot of the expenses would go down. The problem that we have is that we still live in an environment where the promise of expanding government to supply someone with something that they otherwise would have to pay for in the private sector is an alluring temptation for a large number of people who don't care about the economic consequences to everyone else and would rather have that benefit. I think ultimately what happens is the cost of supplying the benefits becomes impossible to sustain by the government. They create an inflationary environment, and people with talent are not willing to work for the wages that are available from the government to perform the government services. It's already happening now. It gets worse and worse over time. And so then you end up with a collapse of the provision of the services. So you have people who have been promised services, who've received some of it in the past, and who get far less of it now. And inevitably, the system fails, and they have to turn back to a free market. So free markets are the natural mechanism by which we grow the economy and by which people achieve prosperity and liberty and happiness. So the addiction of the welfare state is one that, like most addictions, results in the demise in this instance, of the provider of the drug. And that's really what ultimately is going to happen. These systems will collapse because people who can provide the services will not do it for the amount that the government will pay. There's endless demand because a free good that is actually of value but forcibly sold for nothing or given away results in an increase in demand. And so there's huge demand, and there's an inadequate provision of providers to give the services.
Well, laid it out beautifully. Go ahead, Norm.
That's exactly right. And one of the things about that, that contrary to what you're hearing, and unfortunately, a lot of good conservative free market organizations, I'm not going to name their names, but they supported the revised Obamacare replacement plan, which should be called the Obamacare bridge retention plan.
Yeah, stand by, Norm.
At the details,
we're up on a break here. We're going to come back and continue the wrap with the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord at emord.com. And you can find all the links at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
Outreach through radio, as well as heard on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, as well as SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord, emord.com, the FDA Dragon Slayer. And, of course, Norm, as you were talking about Obamacare, got me to thinking, of course, the depth to which you'll go, because I know you love liberty like we do here. What's happened with the so-called appeal reproach, replacement reproach? What's going on?
Well, if you look at the bill, it doesn't really repeal Obamacare. It gives states a limited ability for a waiver, but they have to agree to set up their own mini-Obamacare programs that keep most of the regulations in place. There's no real attempt to move to a true free market. It's not really federalism, and I think the root cause of it is, as John Fidman put it at Forbes this week, Republicans as a party lack a coherent vision of healthcare, whereas the Democrats have a vision, which is you get sick, you go to the doctor or the hospital, and the government pays the tab for you, and the system works perfectly because the government knows exactly how much everything should cost. It knows exactly how many doctors there should be, how much time they should spend on each treatment, and because their vision is an all-wise, all-knowing state. Republicans' vision is supposed to be of a free market, but Republicans lack the intellectual ability, the political courage, and actually the depth of commitment to an understanding of this supposed vision in order to effectively advocate for it. I think we see that with both the Obamacare and the budget debate this week.
Well, again, we'd like to see it go so much further, but we can't expect much of people who believe in the power of government over the power of the people. And, of course, the fact that health care is not a right and can't be made a right just because people want to believe it into being.
Right. Yep. I mean, we could, if you can look at a system with an all powerful knowing state, they're kind of fading fast. But there's Venezuela and North Korea. I think even Cuba, with the death of Fidel Castro, is no longer a quote workers' paradise unquote.
Yeah, well, Venezuela is long beyond that as well. Hey, Jonathan, speaking of North Korea, I'm enjoying what Trump is doing, calling his bluff and pushing China back to go get your puppet in order.
Yeah, pretty good negotiating talent he's proven himself to have. He's taken China to a place where Obama never, ever, ever could have brought China. And China's criticizing North Korea. North Korea's criticizing China. For the first time, North Korea's actually using the name China and threatening China for its sanctions, which it has imposed on North Korea. While they're not enough, it's certainly heading in the right direction. And, you know, once the 20% of the population that's in the military starts suffering the same kind of deprivations that the general population experiences, Kim Jong-un is going to be in an extraordinarily precarious position. Will that tend to cause him to do some outrageous military thing that results in the destruction of his state? Or will it cause the military to overthrow him, depose him? I mean, these things are becoming possibilities in the future if the movement continues with Trump placing maximum pressure on him and the Chinese doing the same.
Yeah, it's again, go ahead, Norm.
Your comment about the military reminds me of something. I think we also, May 1st was Victims of Communism Day, so this is an appropriate topic to discuss. The late Murray Rothbard once told me that he was told by a Soviet libertarian that the moment that the system really became in trouble and its days to remember was when the Politburo had to wait in line for sausages, just like the proletariat had been doing for over 60 some years. And mm-hmm. I guess Jonathan's suggesting we could see that happening in North Korea too.
Yeah, well, that would spell the end when the people or the military, if they get hungry, obviously they're no longer interested in defending a wackadoodle like Un. So we've got some interesting things happening. I think Trump is doing a good job on that front. Also, appreciate and salute his movement toward more religious freedom of speech today. And it was great to have you on board, Norm, as well. Jonathan back from the kids' event last week, and Cheryl Chumley. Appreciate you both, and of course, look forward to having you back with me next week as well. Jonathan, good job.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. If I can stay awake, I'm still on West Coast. I'm not sure where I am, but it is the 4th. We might have some Star Wars stuff to talk about after this break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.